This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, Leah Bulfin joins me on the line. She's the author behind GodCenteredMeditation.com. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, Emma. Thanks for having me on the show today.
I'm so excited to chat to you. So when people hear the word meditation, there are some preconceptions, I think. And I heard you speak not that long ago and you explained this and the biblical foundation of where meditation came from. I loved what you had to say and I just really wanted to share it with our listeners. So tell us, first of all, what is God-centered meditation?
Okay, well, Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know I am God." And God-centered meditation is about the incredible power there is in taking time to be still and to stop all the thoughts and the noise and the chaos that goes on in our minds and allowing our spirits to be able to connect with God. You know, things like fear, anxiety, worry, stress, and all the general busyness of life lives in our mind. But the Bible tells us that God is a spirit and he lives in our spirit and he connects with us through our spirit. So it's so important for us to make time regularly, daily even, to get out of the headspace where all those other things like fear and worry and stress live and to get into the heart space where God lives and to connect with him heart to heart and spirit to spirit. If we never make time to do this, what we find is our lives will be controlled by the things that live in our mind. They'll be controlled by the stress and the worry and the anxiety. But when we make a practice of taking time to be still and connecting with God in the heart space, then he's able to fill us with his peace and to strengthen us, restore us, and to fill us with hope. And we find that we begin to live our life from that space rather than from the headspace where all that other stuff lives. And it's a really powerful thing. And Romans 8:6 tells us that the mind controlled by the spirit is life and peace.
I like it. I like it, Leah. Now, meditation. Talk to us about the word meditation. Do you think it's been stolen from the original form?
Yes, well, what a lot of people don't know is that meditation originated with God and in the Bible. The first recorded instance of meditation is in Genesis 24:63 in the Bible, where it says that Isaac went out into the field to meditate one evening. And right through the Bible, we find references to meditation and meditating on God. The Psalms are full of references to meditation. King David talks about it a lot, and Joshua and others also. And right through early church and Christian history, meditation was a very common practice in the early Christians. And there's quite a lot of historic writing from people that were well known for their practice of meditation and contemplative prayer. You might have heard of people like Brother Lawrence, Teresa of Avila, Madame Guyon, Francis of Assisi, and even more recently Charles Spurgeon, just to name a few. But in the last couple of hundred years, as we've seen the rise of meditation in the New Age and particularly Eastern religions, the church as a whole has become very nervous and backed right away from the practice of meditation, to the point where today most people, including Christians, only associate the word meditation with the New Age or Eastern religion. And it's such a terrible shame that meditation has largely become lost to Christianity and the church because it is such a powerful way for us to be able to connect deeply and intimately with God. And in this fast-paced world that we live in, we need that now more than ever.
Absolutely. Wow. That's really insightful. So for someone who's listening and they might be thinking, okay, so what's the difference then between, I mean, I love the scripture references that you had there where, I mean, it does say to meditate on the word day and night. People might be thinking, what's the difference between praying and meditating? What would you say to that?
Well, I've heard somebody say that prayer is about us talking to God and meditation is about us listening to God or making space for Him to speak to us. And prayer is absolutely a vital part of our Christian life, but sometimes our prayers can be reduced to us simply giving God a grocery list of everything that we want Him to do. Whereas meditation is about just making space to connect with Him from our heart place and allowing Him to speak to us and allowing Him to fill our spirits with His love and with His peace and His joy and to, you know, give us hope and strength and courage for the things that we have to face in life.
I love it, Leah. All right, so you are a busy working woman, a mother. How do you meditate? What does it look like?
Well, first of all, I have to say that there's absolutely no power in the method or how you meditate. There's no power in whether you sit a certain way or hold your hands a certain way. The power is really just in the act of coming to meet with God and spend time with Him. So I have a room set aside in my house that I spend time every morning just meditating and waiting on God. And it's really just about getting out of the headspace, taking time to just stop all the thoughts and the stuff that's going on and the things I have to do and just becoming still and getting into that spirit space where God lives. You know, sometimes we feel like God's so far away, but actually He's not. He's always with us because He lives in us, and it's just our attention and our focus that moves away from God. So it's just about bringing my attention and my focus back onto God. And I find in doing that in the stillness, there's just an incredible sense of awareness of His presence that fills me. And that's really what meditation is all about, the awareness of His presence and making that connection from that still, quiet place of your heart.
Wow, powerful stuff. All right, Leah, where can people find out more?
Well, if people want to know more about how to meditate on God, I have a website called godcenteredmeditation.com, and I'm just about to release my top 10, or it might be top 15 tips on how to find stillness, how to get out of the headspace and still all the thoughts and the things that go on in your head, and how to get into the heart space and connect with God. So if they'd like to sign up for that for free, they can, and that will be out very soon.
I love it. Thank you so much for having a chat today, Leah. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Emma. It's such an honour.
And make sure you check out that website, godcenteredmeditation.com.